Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Sherry Klein, who was a lifesaver a few months back. She stepped in. It was absolutely fortuitous and intuitive. I had another guest on as an animal communicator, and she didn't show. And I just happened to click on Sherry's phone call. She was a caller that night, and I said, geez, I'm sorry, I don't think we're going to be able to do a show. The guest hasn't showed. And she said, well, I'm a psychic, I'll be glad to do the show. And she did, and it was great, and everybody loved her, and so I welcome her back. She is an amazingly gifted psychic, an animal communicator, energy healer, Reiki master, intuitive therapist, and a medium, who has been certified through a spiritual church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. She is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and is especially gifted in seeing where you have energy blocks, and she teaches you how to release them. She can time travel and help retrieve soul fragments that have broken off from you. She is a spiritual counselor who brings hope, peace, and healing to her clients through her readings. Each reading is a unique combination of gifts tailored to your individual need. She is a devoted medium psychic who has a straightforward approach with her messages. And I have more to tell you, but get your pens and pieces of paper out because you're going to want them to write down this information. Sherry can also be found on blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein, and let me spell you her name in case you don't have it before you. It's Sharicline. So that's blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein, and she's on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. To schedule a reading on the schedule now, click on the Schedule Now button. And if you have questions, I'm going to give you her phone number to call or text, and I'm going to give you her website as well. Here's the phone number, area code 317-966-1326. One more time, 317-966-1326. And she's on the World Wide Web at psychicsherry.org. Sherry, again, is Sharri. And so let me welcome Sherry. And Sherry, how are you tonight at this moment in time?
Hi, thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. Oh, I'm just sitting here. I almost want to cry. You just...
Go ahead and cry.
It's so wonderful at what you do. Yes,
thank you.
I'm just very grateful to be on your show, and thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and it's a blessing to have you. Just to let folks know, we have a lot of callers, and I don't know if we'll be able to get to all of you. I will get to some of you who I have not spoken to before the show. Also to let you know, after we talk, Sherry and I up front, she needs three things from you, and only three things are necessary, and that is your first name, where you live, and what the weather is like. And that way she can tap into your vibrations. And Sherry, let me ask you, how long has it been, or when did you first realize your gifts?
Oh, when I was little, tiny, I would get psychic visions from probably 5 years old. I was raised in a house that we had a lot of ghosts and spirits. We also had a lot of contact with UFOs. My sisters are in the MUFON. I don't know if you're familiar with MUFON.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, it's like a UFO. It goes all over the country. Where a bunch
That's
of people that are into UFOs, they all get together and they have these meetings. And yeah, we've had several books written on my family. My house that I was raised in was built on an Indian burial ground. And we had a lot, we had a lot of spirit activity. And when I say spirit activity, I'm talking they could move furniture with everything. And it's just fascinating. So I was raised around it, my entire family. And I'm sure we contracted it. And so I kind of got out of it when I was going through school, probably through grade school and then high school. I kind of came out of it and kind of, you know, paying back some karma. But then, I stumbled upon a psychic development class about 10 or 11 years ago. Once I went to that class, I knew that that was what I was supposed to do. Because right before that class, I kept feeling like there was something I had to do. I kept feeling like I was being pulled in some sort of a direction to do something. But I didn't know what it was. I own a cleaning business, so I kept thinking, oh, maybe I need to expand the cleaning business. Everything. I did all kinds of things. Nothing quite calmed me down until the minute I walked into that development class for the psychic development. The minute I stepped in there, I had this sense of ease, and I knew that this was for me. So from there, oh gosh, it's been, like I said, 10 or 11 years. I have went to several classes, the shamanic Reiki masters. I've just everything for 10 years, developed all kinds of modalities. So I have a lot of different tools that are in my pocket. And so here I am today, kind of stepping out a little bit further. Like you said, I do have my own blog talk radio. So I am stepping out further and further out onto bigger platforms. And my goal is to help people, bring them hope and peace and clarity on what their next step needs to be. Because this is a hard earth. It's a school, and we're here to learn. And a lot of times we get sidetracked. So I just am one of many, many spiritual leaders that come here to help people, to try to help them find their direction or what their next step needs to be.
Do you think that people who have wandered off the path are naturally led back to it, or are there people that actually lose their way and lose whatever their calling might have been intended to be, and that they come back in another life to realize that?
I do believe in reincarnation, but I also believe that everything that we experience is just that. It's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we may think that, oh, I'm going to do this, and then I project the outcome of what I perceive the outcome is going to be. So if it doesn't end up like that, then I think, uh-oh, I've taken the wrong path. This is a mistake. No, it's not. I don't believe that.
No judgment, right?
I believe that Right. I believe that every experience is a learning opportunity. It may not turn out what you think it's going to, but that's okay, because what did you learn? You see, if you, whatever it is you do in life, if you can learn something from it, then it wasn't a mistake. Well, I even hate to say a mistake, but if you don't learn something from it, then this may be when you come back to reincarnate, you may have to come and do that again. Mm-hmm. So the object of this game is to try to learn something from every situation. Because,
I like
again,
the way you talk
I'm going to reiterate.
Learning opportunity. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's a school. Yeah, it's a school. And it's kind of like a movie. We are the writer, we're the producer, we're the star. We can create our own world, but we forgot how to do that. We were all ascended masters. We all came from nothing but love. We all came from being able to, you know, we're living a life. If we don't like it, then we just recreate it. You see, we're able to do that on this earth, but we've forgotten how. And we don't think we can do it. That's why we can't do it. But we can all we can all create our own world with what we think, but it's not enough with what we think. It's the vibration we put with it. And here's the little sidebar. It cannot interfere with what we contracted. So sometimes, you know, people get really good at monitoring their thoughts and the vibration with it. And they're like, why isn't this happening? Why isn't this happening? I'm doing everything right. But if it's going to interfere with their what they contracted to come in here to learn, then it's not going to happen, because it's your higher self actually trying to protect you in a way, to steer you away from that and to move into something maybe better than what you have thought about.
So is the why question valid, or is there a better question to ask than why?
For why, for... Well, give me a little bit more detail.
Okay, you talked about why is this happening. Is there a better question to ask than why is this happening? Would it be
yes.
something like, what's going on now? What can I do?
Yes. A better question would be, what would the next step be that I could take that would be for my higher self, that would be for to benefit me and everyone around me? What is my next step? That would be your question.
And it's important,
you know,
to acknowledge the other people around you too, not just what's best for me.
Right. But again, this can get very intertwined. Of course, we have the major contracts that we come into this earth with, and we travel in our soul groups, our soul families. So our families, we kind of tend to reincarnate with the same people over and over. So we come in with certain contracts that we want to try to fill. But then as we're here, as you know, most people know, we all astro project at night. We all go to a learning school. And we may switch up the game and say, you know what, while I'm here, I want to do this. I want to experience this. So I may put out the call that I want to experience this. So it goes out all over the universe, and whoever matches that vibration will come and enter my life and then help me to play out that scenario so that I can learn this I'm out of my analytical mind, so that I can learn what it is that I want to learn. Does that make sense? Did I get kind of sidetracked there?
No, you didn't. That makes perfect sense. One more question, and then we should move on. I actually have lots of questions, but we'll save those for another day. And Sherry's going to be a regular on the show, but I encourage you, you know, you're just going to get snippets of readings tonight. So if you really want to get into it, and she does so many things, as I mentioned up front, please contact her at her website or her phone number. What I wanted to ask is, you talked about the soul contracts, the soul families. Is it possible, if you come into a life with an abusive family, that you reincarnate with them and they're suddenly a loving family in another lifetime?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We all switch roles. It would be like, right. The mom may be the child in the next life.
Right.
It's a funny thing, because the only way I know how to teach is through example. I chose my parents, and you can only choose parents that you vibrate with. Okay, so keep that in mind. So one of my lessons that I came into this earth to learn is how to love. So, of course, I choose parents who never kissed any of us children, never said they loved us, never showed any love at all, ever. And so everybody's thinking, well, duh, why would I choose a parent like that? Why wouldn't I choose a loving parent if I wanted to learn how to love? Well, my vibration didn't match with those parents because I didn't know that. So I had to go to, I hate to say the bottom of the barrel, but I had to kind of go down a little bit and pick parents. But the beauty of this is, they taught me how not to be. So as I became I got to tell you, I have two children, two sons. My oldest one, very difficult for me to learn how to love and hug and kiss him, because no one ever did that to me. I didn't know how to do that. But then through the years, it just, you know, you keep going and going and going, you work at it, and eventually, now my youngest son, he left today and I said, bye, I love you. You know, that was never spoken in my childhood, ever. But that's the way it goes. You know, it's, we all come from, I used to think that, oh, you know, he's a young soul. He's young. He doesn't, you know, they don't understand hurt. No, we all came from the highest point that there is. We all came from love. We all came from having everything. We dumb ourselves down when we come to this earth to, that's the beauty of this earth. It's a hard one. And we have to pull ourselves back up. We have to descend, and then we have to ascend. So it's hard, but it's what we come here for. Coming to this earth is a privilege. So many people think, I'm not coming back here anymore. This is my last life. This sucks. I'm not coming here. No. This is a privilege to be here. So many other souls can't, or they're scared to be here because it is a hard one. But the ones of us who have incarnated here, we're on this karmic wheel, so to speak, and we incarnate and we incarnate. Some of us have been here hundreds, maybe thousands of lifetimes. But it is a privilege to be here. And when we come here, we can advance our soul so much quicker than what we can on the other side. You see, on the other side, it's just too easy. And we can't ascend that quickly. Yeah, but when we come here, man, it's tough, and we feel like we're separate from God, and we feel like we're separate from each other. That's a whole new ball game. And then to be able to pull yourself up and then to pull everybody in as one and to totally believe we are all one and that there's no competition and we're all one. When you hurt, you see I should hurt. Or when your neighbor hurts, you should be hurting because we're all one. So if you can't do that, then you have some work that needs to be done. Does that make sense? I'm really going off on a tangent.
It does make sense. And we could talk all night, and we've
got
callers stacked up like firewood. So let's go to the call lines. Again, for people that have tuned in later, Sherry is asking for three things, and that is your first name, where you're from, and what the weather is, and leave it at that. And our first caller is Kimberly, and I'm going to Kimberly now. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, I'm Kimberly from Georgia, and the weather is clear and warm.
Okay, hi, Kimberly. I'm going to start my timer because, as I think you know, I can just talk all the time. I'm kind of scanning your energetic field here. And what I like with you is the fact that there is a sense of your energy that does feel a little bit heavy around you. And your team wants me to tell you that it's not all of your energy.
Okay.
You are an empath and you do pick up on other people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And even their sadness and even their anger and even their anxiousness. Have you had a hard time sleeping because it feels like that you've got a lot of energy that's not yours?
Yes, you are correct.
Mm-hmm. And do you do any kind of energetic work to where you get rid of energy?
Yeah, I call on the angels, use a spiritual vacuum cleaner, and I ask Archangel Michael to clear my energy. Yeah.
Perfect. So just keep doing that and pay attention to your body because your body is
okay.
Your friend. When you start to have
okay.
problems in your body, let's say your knees start to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
If your knees start to bother you, and I don't know if they've started to yet or it may come up, it's just the fact that you feel like that you need to be a little bit further than what you are. You do tend to put the cart before the horse, and you do tend to expect a certain outcome. And when that outcome doesn't happen, then you feel like, oh, something has gone wrong. But your team wants me to tell you it has not.
Okay.
I love the light and the energy that are coming out of your fingers and your palms. You are a healer, and we love plants for you. Do you have plants in your home, or do you like to do gardening?
No.
Okay, because your team wants me to talk to you about, there's something about you don't realize how powerful you are with your energy. So they would like for you to work with plants. And if you
okay.
could get two little tiny plants, the same size, they can just be little tiny cheap ones. Give them both the same amount of water and the same amount of light. But for one of them, send it energies of love and hold your hands towards the plant and envision that energy is coming out your palms. Do this for one plant. And then the other plant, just ignore it. And you will see that the plant that you give attention to will grow three times the size of the other one.
Okay.
And there's something about that you have to see in order to believe. There's another part of you as I get into your energy. They show me that you have an eye in the back of your head, which tells me you're always kind of looking backwards. It's like a rearview mirror. It's like you're always trying to look backwards at maybe the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, or there's a part of you that doesn't trust people. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when you always feel that, when you always feel like somebody is out to screw you, somebody is out to take advantage of you, they're going to take my money, they're going to do something, whenever you feel that way, you got about 17 seconds to change that thought, because you're throwing it out to the universe, and the universe is neutral, and it thinks that's what you want. So it's going to continue to give you people and situations in your life that are going to feel like that you are being violated or taken advantage of. So when you feel like that, change your thoughts instantly.
Okay.
Think of something that you love. Think of something that makes you smile, whether it be a puppy, a grandchild, a child, something of that nature. Your team wants me also to tell you that you have done a lot of work. And there's a part of you that's like, when is it my turn? When is something good going to happen to me?
Right.
And your team wants me to tell you, it's coming, okay? Don't bail ship here. Don't throw in the towel. It's coming. Good things come to those who wait, okay?
Okay.
You're getting ready to close a big door in your life. And when I say a big door, we mean a big door. We're not just talking one aspect of your life. We're talking maybe a couple of them. But that's okay, because we see new people coming in for you, new vibration. You may be ending some relationships with some friends, but some new ones are going to come in. There may be a different job that comes for you, or maybe even a different partner. But there's going to be a lot of changes coming up for you within the next 2 years, they say. And so they said, just buckle your seatbelt and put your hat on. It's so funny. She goes, put your hat on and just have fun. That's all they say, just have fun. And I could talk to you all day, but I'm going to say one more thing, and then I have to get on to my next person. There is a very strong need for you to do some inner child work, because they take me back to a little girl who I almost feel was abused or neglected somehow. You did not get the love or the attention that you needed, and there was a bit of an abuse or something. Does this make sense?
Yeah, there was neglect more than anything. And that's what I've been doing. I've been doing inner child work. Yeah.
Perfect. Because it needs to continue. Well, you can do anything you want, but we would suggest that you continue. There's a beautiful free on YouTube, Dr. Hugh Lin, H-E-W-L-I-N. He does a 20-minute inner child meditation. We would strongly suggest that you listen to this several times because the inner child is wounded, and it is creating havoc for your relationships as an adult, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I hope you liked your little mini reading.
I did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Kimberly,
for calling in.
It's
Thank
good
you.
To have you back on
You're
the
welcome.
Show, Kimberly. You call in again,
okay.
And God bless.
I will, David. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, Sherry, I thought you were giving me a reading. Okay, Amla is next. I mean, you really hit on a lot of stuff for me. Hi, Amla.
You know what? Can I say something, David? This is crazy. Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
I was talking to – I had my radio show last night, And I have my best friend, which I didn't talk to. And I had talked to her before your show. And she said, it's so crazy. I listened to your show last night. And she goes, I swear, Sherry, every reading was for me. I felt like you were reading for me. And I said, spirit works in that funny way. When I give readings, especially on the air like this that go all over the world, people think it's just for that person. Spirit has a funny way of taking the words and the vibrations, and they help their healing. They help everyone who listens, not only on the live call, but on the replay. So thank you for bringing that up, David. That was just awesome that you said that.
Yeah, well, that's been my experience before, and I totally believe what you just said. Anyhow, Amla, you're on.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you from, Amla, and what's the weather like?
Yep. Okay, so I'm from Connecticut, and it was kind of, it was sunny, and then it became Jerry, so it felt like a fallish day by the end of the day. So.
Okay. Hi, I'm just scanning your energetic field here just a bit. And I love your spirit team. They're so funny. There's so many of them. You have a lot of spirit people. Oh, wow. They just all work together, and they love you. They're like your biggest cheerleaders. And one thing that they're saying is that you do tend to, you may feel like you're going two steps forward and one step back and one step sideways and over here and back there. But they said you have a lot of lines in the water, and you're very good at multitasking, and you're very good at being a leader. We love the words that come out of your mouth. You could actually stand in front of people and teach.
Yeah, and that's what I do. Yep, makes sense.
Perfect, because I love your confidence, and that's something that I've always struggled with. And there's a part of me that I want to, get in there and get you, you know, that energy, because you are so confident. And every word that comes out of your mouth, you're a healer. You're a very good listener, and there's a part of you that feels very sorry for the underdog.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes.
And I get way into your soul now. And I'm into the core of you. And I almost want to cry because you're so empathic. And you know just the most beautiful words to say to people that, and it could just be a one-liner that can almost, and I don't even want to say change somebody's day. You can almost change a life with a one-liner. Do you know how powerful you are with your words? It's crazy.
It makes all sense. It makes all sense. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you have so many angels that are around you. This is so crazy. I see Jesus all around you, and I see the angels around you. And, now this is going to go way out on a limb here. There seems to be some sort of I'm almost picking up on a past life with Jesus. I know that sounds crazy.
Wow.
But it's almost as if he was your teacher at some point, and now you have come here. You are so humble. I feel very humble.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain it. Almost as if you are some sort of an ascended master. I know that sounds crazy. You are a teacher, and do you trance in through spirit? Do you let spirit come through your words?
Yeah, it's interesting. I talked to you before, Sherry. I had a reading with you last year, and my book is going to be out in 3 weeks, And so it was all channeled. Basically, it's a motivational book, and I'm the lady who's facing blindness. So that totally makes all sense.
I know you.
Yeah, of course
you
do.
I remember.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know who you were.
Yes.
Hi. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
Yes. I just am, like, so ready for the light. The light, it definitely, I mean, I the book has completely transformed me. What you said about confidence, it makes complete sense. It's, like, totally a different person than what you talked to before, for sure. And I also am looking for a person to share this with, like, a partnership. So I don't know if you see that, but I am just so ecstatic with joy and love and light.
Okay.
So.
Wow. That is so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can I just say this?
Yeah.
I did not know who you were until you said that. And I almost felt kind of funny. I've been doing readings for almost 10 or 11 years. And I have never told anybody. I think you walked with Jesus in another lifetime. I've never told anybody that.
Wow.
Ever. And now that I'm getting cold chills everywhere. Now that I know you, now I know why. Crazy. Cray, cray. Okay, so let's get in here to the – it's so funny. When you asked about another person, there's a part of your team that doesn't even want me to go down that road because they said that it's not needed. It will come when it comes.
Okay.
And here it comes. It feels very, I don't want to say very far out, but I'm not going to lie to you. It does feel kind of further out.
Okay.
When there might be another individual. Right now, Spirit wants you to focus on you and helping everybody else.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to come. There is a lid for your pot, is what your team wants me to tell you.
Okay.
And and this sounds crazy. This is the only way I know how to say this. You are going to start to see better.
Wow.
That's the only way I know how to say it.
Yeah.
They just said, you're going to start to see better. Now, whether it be through your physical eyes, or your intuitive eyes, but they
my
said
your
vision is going. They said thank you. It's going to be crystal clear.
Yeah, it makes complete sense to me. It really does.
That's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Oh.
Wow.
I'm almost gonna cry in your energy.
You're such
a beautiful soul.
Like, I use the word humble a lot. It's interesting, Sherry, you said that, because I do. I feel humble. It's a humbling experience this past year. And there's no other words to say. It really isn't. It's just, I feel at peace and grounded and just, I don't know how to describe
almost
it.
Almost speechless, because I'm in your energetic field. And I'm with you.
Yep.
I almost feel speechless. It's a sense of peace. It's a sense of calm. Like nothing else matters.
Nope.
Nothing. The past doesn't matter. The future doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is right now. And right now, I feel very calm. And this is going to sound crazy. Now I've seen this image three times. When I see something three times, I don't even, it's always right. And this is going to sound so crazy. You know how people would, throughout the Bible, where they talk about how people would wash Jesus' feet?
Yes.
I feel like, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm willing to put it out there, Lord. Thank you. I feel like I almost want to kneel down and wash your feet. Isn't that crazy?
Oh,
that has come to, that vision has come to me three times since I've talked to you. When I get a vision three times, there's something to it here.
Wow.
That is crazy. Wow. And the people that are listening, they probably don't understand, but
I don't understand, but I'm just absorbing your vibration.
I don't understand either, but when Spirit shows me something three times, I have to say it, or they just won't leave me alone.
Yeah.
When I interpret that tells me that you, this sounds crazy, there are a lot of ascended masters, but you are, you may not be an ascended master, but you are here to really teach and to pull a lot of people up.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going to go with that.
Yeah. I'm just really excited about the book because, and I'll end because I know David has to get to another call, but I just wanted to say this. It's not just, I didn't realize it never was supposed to be just a book. It's wisdom. It's ancient. It's sacred. It's sacred to me. This is my purpose book. And so it just means the world to me that I even wrote it because the hardest part.
What is
was
the
not
name of the book? I want to buy it.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to in 3 weeks. I'll text you.
What is the name of your book?
Absolutely. You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that other good stuff within 3 weeks by October 1st. So it's not far away.
But what's the name of it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's I with a View.
What is it?
I with a View.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still didn't hear
what we do.
What was that?
I with a View.
Yes, I with a View.
I with a View.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to buy your book because
yay!
The energy that I feel from you is crazy. and I mean,
you know, that title almost
crazy.
That title almost sounds like I love you.
I love
it. Oh, it does.
That way. Actually,
we're
going
to move on, but Amla, I'd like to talk to you about being on my show.
I would love to, David. I would love to.
Yeah.
You want to, you have my phone number.
I will call you. I've got your, this is the number to reach you at, correct, that you called
Absolutely,
in on?
Absolutely, David. Yes.
I'll give you a call before Tuesday, on or before Tuesday, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, David, and thank you, Sherry.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank
God
you.
Bless. Thank you.
Good night, Amla.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Good night.
All the best wishes to you. Okay.
You too.
Thank you. Ellen is next. That was an amazing reading. I'm still with you, Sherry.
Okay.
Ellen,
thank you.
Ellen, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Sherry. This is Ellen. I'm calling from New York. And the weather, well, is very fall-like. Around 70 degrees, but very breezy.
Okay. Hi, Ellen. I'm just scanning your energetic field. I love your team. We love to be very organized. And you are such a beautiful soul. Your team goes so quickly, I can barely keep up with them. We love your hands. We love for your hands to be very busy. But there's a part of you that always tries a little bit too hard to get people to love you. There's a part of you that thinks, if everybody could see inside of me of what a beautiful soul that I can see, a beautiful soul that you are, life would be so much easier. But here's the thing. You're very intuitive. And when somebody says something to you, you hear their words, but the vibration may not sync up to what they're saying, so it doesn't make sense to you. And this has kind of tripped you up for your whole life. There's a part of you that wants to be a perfectionist because somehow you don't feel good enough. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
And it takes me back to when you were a little tiny girl. And there's a part of you, and I'm very drawn into your mother's energy. Like you, I don't know if you felt like you had to prove yourself to your mother, or you didn't feel like mom loved you, or you wanted mom to love you better. But you were so intuitive that you picked up on the family dynamics. So if something went wrong in the family between mom and dad, or maybe siblings or the family, you took it personal. You thought maybe you did something wrong, because you have this gut feeling. I don't know if you have gut issues with your stomach, because this is where your intuition is very powerful. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, I've had gut issues.
And this is where you're getting tripped up. And it also, they're taking me through when you were in grade school, even high school. There seems to be, now you had friends, and you're very personable. Wowee, look at you. You're like one of those chameleons, I think that's what they call them, where they can you can almost change your personality. This is how good you are. You can meet a person, you can change your personality to what you know they will like, and then they like you. So you may have had a lot of friends of different, may not like each other, but they all like you. But you see, it's very hard to keep that up, to try to change your personality to what you think this person will like and that person. Are you still with me here? Am I making sense?
To an extent. I don't do it as much as I used to. I just don't care as much
Perfect.
As I used to.
Perfect, because that's where we were going to go, because we're still in your grade school and your high school. But as you got older, it became too hard. So you thought, you know what, screw it, I'm just going to be me. And then you got to thinking, wow, people like me just for me. And you kind of like those relationships better, where you don't have to try to accommodate them, and you're starting to really open up to a whole new different crowd of people that actually love you for you. You are a very good listener. People love to come to you, maybe with your problems, or with their problems, I should say, or their drama. And they almost like to come and dump on you. Do you have friends that do that?
Yeah, I have somebody who dumps on me, and it's hard to deal with.
Yeah. And it's like this person comes and dumps on you, and then they leave feeling great, but then you feel like you just got slimed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. what your team is suggesting is when you know, and you know it's coming, when you know it's coming, envision yourself inside of a disco ball. You know what that is, don't you? Where the mirrors
yeah.
are on the outside.
I do remember them.
Yeah. So envision yourself in one of them. And then you can still hear their whines and cries, and you can still be empathic, but you don't soak up their energy, and they can't suck your energy dry.
Okay.
You have been through an emotional roller coaster ride energetically. Your body, what's going on here is your emotional body and your mental body and your spiritual body are all kind of pulling and tugging and fighting. They're not in sync. And this is why you're getting this agitated feeling. You feel like you should be doing something, but you don't know what you got to be doing. Nervous energy or things of this nature. Start with your emotional body. Start with the mirror ball. Disco ball. Thank you, Irene. The disco ball. And when an emotion comes up, address it, because you're really good at brushing that under the rug.
Yes.
It's so much easier to brush it under the rug than to deal with it. Does this make sense?
Oh, yes. I'm excellent at that. Just pushing it away, mm-hmm. ignoring it.
Right. Now, you can only do that so long. So now it's time to pay the piper. So this is why this is why you feel like a tea kettle getting ready to explode. Because your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, it's like, we got to get rid of some of this. It's wreaking havoc on everything. You're going to start to feel aches and pains in your body.
It's beyond.
So there's a need.
Mm-hmm.
Are you starting to feel the aches and pains in your body?
Yeah, for at least a year.
And they shift too, don't they? They may not stay in one place. They may be in your knee here, but then stay there 2 days and then jump up into your shoulder.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your physical body's your friend. It's telling you, red light. So we would suggest that you either, I can help you with this if you call for a reading. If not, you can get on the internet, whatever it is you need to do to figure out how to release some of the emotional, mental, and spiritual energy that's trapped.
Okay.
It's just coming up for you to serve. Now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
One thing here, I'm very scared with tornadoes or I feel like I want to go down into a cellar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've experienced a tornado.
No.
Or has anyone around you been in a tornado and lost their home or?
Not that I know.
I could be taken up on a past life. Okay, I may be taken up on a past life, and that's okay. Nothing to worry about. They just show me you going into a cellar, and it could be that you're just going down there to try to not to feel the tornado of the energy going on around you, because I feel like it's a whole slew of stuff going on around you.
Okay.
So you know how to get on YouTube. Get on YouTube and Google how to release emotional energy. Do those meditations. Get on there. How to release spiritual. How to release any energy. Just keep doing that, and it'll help to clear your energetic field, because I'm feeling this tornado around you. Thank you, Spirit. And that's what they're talking about. Do not feel like your house is going to get blown away in a tornado, because that's not what is going to happen. They are talking to me energetically, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Does that make
Wonderful.
Sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
So with that being said, I think I need to scoot on to my next person. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Ellen, God bless, and thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Sherry, and thank you, David.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Sorry to cut you off, Ellen. Okay, our next caller is Keisha. And Keisha, you're live.
Hi. My name is Keisha from Arizona. And the weather is quite nice. It's about, it might be in the 80s and lower 80s. And look like the wind is blowing. It's quite a change from last week and the summer as a whole.
Okay. Hi, Keisha. I'm just scanning your energetic field here just a bit. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer. Mm-hmm. As I get into your energetic field, and we'd love this for you, we'd love if you could have a pen and paper in your hand and write things down, and maybe even a budget. There is money that just kind of – it's like money comes in your hands, but it really kind of goes out quickly. And you're like, where did all that money go? So there was, your team is asking, there's something to be said for saving money and to writing things down. We'd love if you could write down a little budget and see what it is that you want to spend money on. And even if you want to spend so much at the grocery store, then get an envelope and put that money in the grocery envelope and do this. I see children around you. Do you have children?
No. No, I do live in a complex, so there's a whole bunch of kids. They always at the pool and do all whatever. So.
Uh-huh.
But I know there's no babies around me immediately, no.
Mhm. Okay. Are you wanting to have children?
I would love to have two more, but I'm kind of getting up in age, and I'm like, I don't know if my body can take a... Yeah, I'm getting too old, so I'm like, eh, whatever. Yeah.
We see children for you, and they're not other people's children.
Yeah.
I see a little boy in particular.
Yeah.
So don't give up hope.
I don't know. I'm out of shape now. I don't want to do nothing. But if it happens, it happens. But I'm kind of giving up hope on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, never say never, because that's the very first thing that your team brought to me is children. And I know they're children because they go down below your knees. So don't give up hope. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let's just keep going here just a bit. There's a part of you that your emotional body has really been under a lot of pressure. What they're showing me is that you're in a boat and you're wanting to go forward, but it's almost as if the current is taking you backwards. You just keep going. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if you feel like you're just keep walking up a mountain. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And your team wants me to say, don't give up. They want you to go back and look through your timeline of, you know what, girl, you got this, because you have been through a lot worse times than this. And they want you to go back and revisit those times in your life where you just wanted to throw in the towel and give up and, it just, life sucked. And they said, you know what, go back to that time and look. Not only did it knock you down, but guess what? You got up and you were stronger. And you know what? Tomorrow's a new day. They just tell me to tell you, do not give up hope, because you know what? If you could see what they see, you would be out on the rooftops screaming and singing and dancing. Because they said, you have a wonderful life ahead of you. It's so beautiful. There are things that they're showing me that you haven't even thought of yet. But they picked up on your vibration. They know what you want. So they're going to present it to you. But you have to be open and willing for it. Don't shut down. You see, they're showing me you're starting to shut down. You're starting to put this barricade, not only around your heart, but around you. It's almost as if you're trying to pull away from everybody. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
They said, don't do that, because your angels, and they want me to tell you this, your angels, your team, and your guides, they cannot help you unless you ask, because on this earth, we have free will. Ask them. You don't have to know their name. Say, help me. I'm in dire straits. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm done. Help me. Bring me hope. That's all you got to do. When you do that, they will do everything in their power to bring you hope and direction. You feel like you've jumped off the track. You feel like you don't have direction. You feel like you don't have a purpose. They will bring all of this back to you. Okay?
Okay.
Don't you feel better now that you called in?
I guess. I was wondering if you saw me moving.
Okay, so let's see what we got going on here. Did we see her moving? Let me get this thing. Is she going to be moving? Still up in the air here. Okay. They're saying no. They don't see you moving right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, yeah. I got you. All right. Well, thank you so much for the reading. You have a great day, ma'am.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in.
Keisha, right. Hang in there. You're worth it. You're going to make it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
God bless. All right.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
We're going to just do one more caller, folks. Sherry agreed to go a little bit over time, and we just finished the hour mark. I would encourage those of you who I don't come to continue to listen. I don't know if you've had this experience, but for me, every reading has been spot on with one question mark. So perhaps you'll find what you're looking for from the next reading if you haven't already. And we're going to go to Julia. And Julia, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sherry. This is Julia from
Florida.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. We've got sunshine, blue skies, 80 degrees.
Perfect.
Can't beat that weather,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the perfect weather, perfect weather. It's so funny. As I scan your energetic field, first couple of things here. First of all, we love your feet to be in the sand. There's something very grounding for that. And not so much the sand, but it can be anywhere on Mother Earth because you do work with the elementals and the divas and the gnomes of the land. They show me that you do work with the fairies as well. You did this even as a child. We love for you to be outside. You love trees. You actually connect with the moon. And wow, the minute I said that, this is a big day. This is like Friday the 13th, the full moon and the autumn moon. I don't even know what that means, but your team tells me it means something to you. So I don't know if you've ever dabbled into astrology, but they said that we love for you to look out into the stars because you do have a connection with the extraterrestrials and the ETs. Do you know this?
No, I did not. I
okay.
felt my connection was more the angels, but that's interesting. But
mm-hmm.
I do healing moon ceremonies. So, yeah, I do connect with the moon to release, and I've just done a major purge in my life. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, we're going to reiterate, we do love the moon for you. But so don't be surprised if you start to have star seeds that come in that want to connect with you, which might be like the Palladians, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Sirians. It's not just one person. Those are the collective. We love colors for you. Colors are going to be very big for you. You may look at a person and see say you look at somebody and you may see like a purple hue around them. So purple, you know, you're going to start to see colors very clearly. They're going to start to really come in. So when you do that, that is going to be your team. Just ask, why are you showing me this purple? Why are you showing me that? Are you a hands-on healer? Because they show me somebody sitting on a massage table and you kind of doing your hands over them.
No, but I have the Reiki one, and I did that reconnection with Eric Scott Pearl. So it's like I have a little training with both of them, but I haven't actually done anything with it. I used to do a little bit with the group, but I haven't had a group connection in quite a while.
Okay. So this may be something that's coming up for you. I'm a shamanic Reiki master. I do not like to do the hands-on, but there's something to be said when you start to get those downloads and those codes as you go through the shamanic or the Reiki healing. It does open up different avenues, and this is what is going to be in store for you. It's going to open up a lot of different modalities. It's so funny because they show me, you have such you're very intelligent, it's almost like you're a chemist. And they show me that we really love oils for you. And you may even come up with your own kind of putting oils together to help people with certain ailments. They do show me that with you. We do like the way that you, boy, are you an animal communicator? Because I got to tell you, my cat was busting the door down to get in here, and he will not leave me alone. Jeffy, stop. He's licking me. Do you like animals?
I like animals, oh. Yes.
You must be an animal communicator.
Quite a while, but yeah, I miss having an animal. And I've thought about my dog that's passed for, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do want
an
animal in my life again, so yeah.
Yeah, well, buckle your seatbelt because your team says you're not just going to have one. You're going to have a pair of them. My Jeffy, I have a cat named Jeff. He's sitting behind me. He's licking the back of my arm. He was throwing himself. He had to come in here while I was doing the breed, tells me that you also are an animal communicator. And it doesn't have to be with cats and dogs. It can be with the birds and the bees. Irene, you're so funny. And she goes, and the flowers and the trees, because we love your
and the moon
the way
up
that
above.
You're like a little fairy.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just, stop, Jeff. Stop it. He will not leave me alone.
Oh, I love that.
He's very intuitive, too. And it does bother me, I must say, throw me off here, because he will not leave me alone. So that's his way of saying, get out there and start working with animals. You're an animal communicator. Listen to your gut feeling. You know what you would be wonderful at? Is training animals, being a dog trainer, or even walking dogs or working with them. Animals, people don't give them enough credit. They all have their own personality. They all know what you're saying.
My daughter's done sitting, and that was something that I had thought about, like a little side, you know, a side job kind of thing.
Yeah, they show me you going in, when people are at work, you go there and you leash up their dogs, or their pretty much dogs, and you take them for a walk, and then you bring them back. People pay money for that. And you would love it. And then, sidebar, you're going to be very good at being a medical intuitive. And you're going to start with animals. You're going to be able to look at an animal and say, oh, you know, something in his little paw hurts. Or his digestive tract, something's wrong. You're feeding him food that he's allergic to. Or he's got a headache. You're going to start to just know what's wrong with animals, and then it's going to jump from the animals to the humans. And then you're going to look at people, and even if they're smart, you're going to say, do you have a headache, or does your back hurt, or does your knee hurt? It's just going to come to you. It's called a medical intuitive. So this is something you're going to be, if you want to, you see, we have free will. But this is something that your team wants me to plant the seed with you, because they said you would be very beneficial to a lot of people if you would proceed with this. Okay?
Yeah, I like that. I like doing something meaningful that at the end of the day, you know, you feel like, you know, I did something good today. So, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh,
it's funny because right
be
at
able
the
to...
start, you had, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
you were
go ahead.
Saying that at the start about the feet in the sand, but it's funny, the last caller asked about moving, and I'm looking to move myself, and I want to live, like, closer to the beach so I can put my feet in the sand. And
yeah,
it would be,
we
you know,
see
be
that
at the beach, be at the water, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We definitely see your feet in the sand. They're going to be there. And that is when everything changes for you. That is when your once your feet are in that sand and they're planted, your heart will open up. And when your heart opens up, you send out energy all over the galaxy that I'm here to serve. Because now I'm happy. And that's when all the animal communication is going to really take off for you.
I love that. You know, it's funny
okay.
because, you know, like the YouTube videos, there's one I listen to or watch. It's called The Snow Dogs. And they just had one of their huskies passed. And it's like I saw that and I just cried. It made me so sad that, you know, it's a video, but it's like, oh, my gosh, that breaks my heart that, you know, they lost their dog. And so it just, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
it's
interesting how you're connecting the animals and, you know, I'm feeling this, you know. So I've got tears
see
in my eyes now. So.
Yeah. You see how that opens your, it opens your heart.
Yeah.
That is spirit saying that's your passion.
Yeah.
You can't be really good at something unless you have passion for it.
Yes.
So that's your passion. It's just them coming to you saying, look at this. You're here to serve. And you love animals. I love animals too. Irene, stop it. I was going to say I love animals more than people, but not really. I mean,
well, sometimes.
I know.
Some people, right?
Yeah. And it's just, I know. And so it's just your team calling you saying, here, we're ready. And they're preparing you.
Yeah.
So.
I love it. Well, tell them I need help finding a place to live and getting myself over there, so help me out, guys.
No. You tell them. All
yeah.
you have,
oh,
you
believe
have to
me, I have
been. They know what you want then. Why do you think they showed me your feet in the sand? Why do you think they tell me you're going to be talking to them? They know what you want. They're just saying, now sit back and wait for them to deliver it. Some of it takes some doing.
Yeah.
You'll get there. And in the meantime, while you're waiting, just have fun. Because this earth is just an illusion. That's all it is. We're just here to have fun. We're here to learn, but it's an illusion.
Yeah. Yep. I'm ready for some fun. It's kind of been a long time coming for me. I've got a birthday Monday, so I'm turning 58. So I'm just really ready for, you know, that change that you spoke of, that, you know, everything changes. I'm just so ready for that. I'm just so ready for a heart opening and a new lease on life. I just really am. I just want to smile and laugh and have fun and just, you know, have that joy again. So.
It'll come. So happy birthday. And me and you are the same age.
Are we?
Because I'm 57.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I totally get you. We're the old school people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Well, you know when
Julia,
you still remember the disco balls.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for staying a little longer to get to me. I really appreciate that. And thank you, David. It's great to talk to you both.
It's always a pleasure, Julia. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. You guys really have a great night and a great weekend. Thanks so much.
You too.
Julia.
Good night and
thank
God
you.
Bless. And just to let everybody know that has tuned in late, Sherry does have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. And you can find her at blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. That's SHARRICLINE. She's on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. I'm also going to give you her website and her telephone number because some of you have been patiently waiting, and some of you were not on the line when the show began, so I think you should have this information. I'm amazed at the number of callers that remained on the line when we went to Julia as the last caller. Okay, her phone number, you can call or text 317-966-1326, and her website is on the World Wide Web. It's simply psychicsherry.org. Again, Sherry is S-H-A-R-I. Sherry, I want to get a reading from you.
Awesome. Well,
yeah. I'll have to get in touch with you. Pardon?
Yes. I was going to say, let me know, and of course it will be on the house because you have put me on your platform. So.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, I was willing to pay.
I will definitely give you a reading.
Okay. Well, I feel almost like I got one tonight, but I would love to do a personalized one. And I trust that some of these other people that are still on the line will want to be in touch with you too. So thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I wish you all of life's greatest blessings.
Well, thank you, David. I am very grateful for you to put me on your platform, and I can't wait to come back in 3 months and connect with your viewers again. So thank you so much.
Perfect. And I did send you an email. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.